The Giving People by David Hopkins.
My friends, my dear friends, time to meditate on why we are here. Time to ask ourselves the overriding question: what is it that brings us all, you, me, all of us, to this place at this time? We know we are right.
Yes.
We know we made the right decision.
Yes.
We know that however often we ask that question of ourselves, our certainty will tell us that we are right.
Yes.
We can face the criticism and questioning and the untutored probings from the outside world and know.
Yes.
Know.
Yes.
Know.
Yes.
Know that we are right. Right.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I wonder if you care to buy this record.
I shouldn't think so. What is it?
If you just have a look.
One of those religions, is it?
Well, we try to help
one of those weird religions. Not interested.
Excuse me?
No time.
I just wanted
to... Sorry, too much to do.
Oh, excuse me?
Yes?
I wonder if you care to...
What's that?
This record.
Well, what about it?
Well, it's made by a charitable organization.
Oh, yes. What charity is that?
It's written on the back.
The Giving People. The Giving People.
That's right.
And that's the charity?
Yes.
Well, what do you give?
As much as we can to those who need it.
Anything else, Mrs. Nugent?
I don't think so. Oh, yes, I'll have one of those large boxes of matches.
Right.
I always like to get those. Smaller boxes run out so quickly.
Especially these days.
Especially now there's so few matches in each box.
Shame to sell them sometimes.
Oh, look, serve this young lady, Mrs. Waters. I'm in no hurry.
That's very kind of you. I just wanted some writing paper and envelopes.
Oh, you'd like it lined?
I beg your pardon?
The writing paper.
As it comes, I guess.
Right.
Good morning.
Hi.
A lovely day.
It is.
You need it, though, don't you? If you're going to be working all day in the fields. Out at the old estate.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, we don't work all the day.
No, we can hear you. The chanting and the praying, we can hear it.
Sometimes we get carried away. The joy...
Your writing paper, envelopes.
Thank you.
64p, please.
Here you are. Thank you.
Are you allowed to write, then?
I beg your pardon?
I heard somewhere they didn't allow you to send letters out.
Pardon me?
That's what I heard.
These aren't for me. Good day.
Oh, what are we coming to?
I'm sorry.
Some of them are so young, barely out of school. Completely indoctrinated, you know.
Do you think so?
Didn't you know?
People talk, yes.
Well, complete secrecy too. No contacting parents or relatives or friends. Completely cut off. Have to give up everything as well. Money, possessions.
Yes, I read something.
Well, it's true.
They don't seem to do any harm, though.
You wouldn't say that if you'd lost a son or daughter to them.
No, perhaps not.
You wouldn't, Mrs. Nugent. Take my word for it.
Come in. Right, thanks. Make yourself at home. Sit down. Oh, if you can find a spot. Coffee? Cup of coffee? Oh, that'd be nice, thanks.
I'll just plug the kettle in.
So, this is your headquarters, is it?
This? Oh, no, no, no. This is what we laughingly call the London office. If someone wants to talk things over about the Giving People, well, this is as good a place as any. It's quiet. It's private. No, our main place is near a village called Blixton.
Oh, I don't know it.
In the Peak District.
Oh, that's quite a way.
Well, we wanted somewhere in the country. Somewhere quiet, rural. This estate came on the market. 15 acres, so we bought it.
What, just like that? There's a lot of money, then?
Pardon?
In your organisation?
Enough.
For what we want.
Our needs are small.
Oh, but to buy an estate.
We had enough for that.
Well, what do you do there?
We live. What else? Oh. Oh, yes, of course, it's too simplistic. We live a very quiet life. Cultivate the land. Sit. Talk. Cook. Eat. Sleep. Help each other.
Help?
We all had problems. Problems that the giving people helped us with. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, there's not a lot to tell, Ruth.
Oh, yes, there is, otherwise he wouldn't have come here this evening. Tell me. First of all, your name.
Oh, Ted. Ted Hagen.
Alan. Hello. And you've got problems.
Well, who hasn't?
Tell me.
Well, it's all rather personal. Hey, look, my marriage is broken up, you see. Really, that's the problem in a nutshell. She just upped and left me. Taken the children and, well...
I'm sorry.
Well, not such an unusual story, eh?
No.
And, well, I started drinking a lot, gave up my job and...
Gave it up?
Well, I'd have been given the push before long anyway. I wasn't exactly the... The thing is, I don't know what to do with my life.
Well, what do you want?
I want to be involved, really, with people. I want to live a simple, caring sort of life. I don't know.
White?
Please. I don't want harassment anymore. Unhappiness, either. A simple life. Oh, everything's so artificial. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's all plastic and chrome and glass and roads and traffic fumes and people rushing by and trying to make lots of money. And for what? Didn't always used to be like that, did it?
Your coffee.
Yeah, I'll tell. I mean, look, there must be a way of living life that's different. Well, I mean, that's why when I read your brochure, well, the literature you gave me...
Look, why don't you come and spend a weekend at Blixton? Talk to David.
David?
Our leader. I think you'll find he has a lot to offer. Him and the giving people.
David?
Yes? Ah, Alice. Come on in.
Thank you. Oh, this is nice.
This room?
So cool. So simple.
Yes, I like it. I feel good here. Now, why don't you sit down?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You're,
Yes?
Your address this morning, it was very inspiring.
Well, if it helped, then that's good. The giving people is you, you know that.
Yes.
All of you, working, praying, loving... Going about your daily tasks in peace and joy?
We only do that because of you.
No, I don't think that's true. Anyway, Alice, you wish to see me?
Yes.
Well?
I don't know how to begin.
Just open your mouth and...
It's just that I don't want to appear ungrateful.
Oh, I'm sure you won't.
I had a letter from my father this morning and...
Yes?
Well, I know how you feel about contact with relatives and friends.
That's right.
Well, I got this letter from my father this morning.
How did you get it? You know we're not supposed to get any mail. To allow any mail to come onto the site. Well, Alice?
Someone brought it to me.
Brought it?
From the village. Well, you know I can't go into the village.
Oh, no one's allowed out in the first 6 months.
Oh, I know it's not just me.
I know it isn't easy.
Well, it sounds easy.
May I finish, Alice?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Only in that way can we achieve what we really wish to achieve out here. Peace and serenity and the completeness of ourselves and our oneness. You do see that?
Yes, David, I do.
Have you the letter?
No.
You must let me have it.
I destroyed it.
Are you sure?
Well, yes, you can ask.
Ask who?
Ask one of them who were there. I burnt it.
What did your father say?
He was begging me to go back. Or at least to write to him.
And you know that that is out of the question?
Yes.
You have been happy here? Yeah?
Oh, yes, very much so.
At peace?
I've never been so contented in my life.
Do you trust me?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
Then follow my instructions, Alice. to the letter.
I will, David. Yes, David, I will.
All right, let's have a bit of hush. Quiet! Let's get started. Right, this is an extraordinary meeting of the village council, called by certain members of the community who have fears concerning the group of people who brought the Haver estate. A group of people who are known as the Giving People. Now the facts are...
We know all of that!
We know!
I agree with you. But for the record, for the minutes, facts must be stated. They are that the Giving People, in the name of David L. Gayer, bought the estate from its previous owner, William Steadley.
Oh, poor! He
had every right to sell it.
We should have judged on them.
The Giving People moved in 9 months ago.
And we haven't done any peace.
We haven't caused any bother.
You've just let me finish. It won't take long.
I don't know why we've called this meeting. We're the police force. All right, policeman in this area. Let him do something about it.
Craig, why don't you do something about it?
I know some of you are upset. I will therefore ignore that remark.
What's he doing here?
Gordon, this is a private meeting.
I am a member of the community.
Then why don't you do something about that rubble on the Haver estate?
As he is here, perhaps we'll let Sergeant Craddock answer that question.
Well, I have to say that if holding prayer meetings or wearing clothes we don't approve of were crimes, then we'd have to imprison a fair section of the population in this country. They keep themselves to themselves. And as far as I'm concerned, I haven't harmed anybody.
There's nearly 70 people out there.
Prayer meetings every day.
5 a day. Hear them all over the village.
We hear lorries all day, too.
I'd rather have the prayer. Right.
The lorry drivers don't steal our kids.
As far as I'm concerned, as a representative of the law, they've not harmed anyone. As a private citizen, I have perhaps a different view.
Let's do something about the yobs on Haver estate.
You know my views. Nonetheless, we are holding a meeting, so let's hold it properly.
Yeah.
Right. Now, perhaps one of the people who called this meeting could address us. James Bartlett.
As you know, I feel very strongly about what has happened here in this village. This is not the time and the place for personal grievances, but we all know about these sects. There has, after all, been enough publicity lately. How they take the young and the immature, how they turn them against their parents and friends, how they indoctrinate their minds.
Come in. Please come in.
Thank you, David. This is Ted.
Ah, hello. Ted Hagen. We only use first names here, Ted. First names for everyone.
Oh, right.
Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. That'll be all.
Oh, right. I'll see you then, Ted.
Yes.
Well, Alan, I feel sure, has told you a great deal about us.
Yes, we spend a lot of time talking in your office in Paddington.
Oh, well, it's not really an office. It's just a nice place for a chat.
Yes, he told me.
You feel you might be able to make use of us?
Make use of you?
Oh, that's why we're here. For people in need to use us in whichever way they think fit. And eventually, we hope, allow other people to use them.
What sort of people?
Everybody and anybody. We of the Giving People believe that the world has got away from the teachings of God, from the love and servitude that he talked about in the teachings that have been handed down to us. We believe that if we can get back to those basics, the world will be happier, more contented, more free. You see?
Well, yes.
But of course, you are more interested in yourself. Now, what can it do for you?
Well, not entirely.
Oh, of course you are. Tell me about yourself.
In what way?
About what's been happening to your life.
Oh, a few things have gone wrong.
Yes?
Well, I've already bored Alan with them.
No, you don't bore us, Ted. We call ourselves the Giving People, and that's what we're here for. To give. Now, feel free to tell me everything.
We thank God for this, our food, that we have cultivated and prepared ourselves for our own consumption under the ever-present beneficence of you, Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen.
Ted?
Yes?
My name's Alice. David has asked that I should look after you while you're here.
Oh, I see.
Well, just stay with you and see you're all right and answer questions. If that's all right with you, of course.
Oh, yes, that's fine. It really is very beautiful out here.
Mm.
It's so peaceful, so...
Serene.
Yes. And there's a feeling of... Well...
There's a feeling of love. An aura of love. It is difficult to say, isn't it? Well, even now, I still find it quite difficult to say. Well, why can't we say these words? Why can't we say things like that without feeling embarrassed?
Because we're English?
No, because we're so unused to it on the outside.
It's quite true, isn't it?
What is?
Well, there is another world, and it is outside, isn't it? A different world.
You feel that already?
Well, people are different here. Everyone's so kind, so loving.
I noticed it immediately. Just like you, when I first came, I felt straight away that, well, this was here. And everything else was outside, a cold, unfeeling, uncaring outside.
So they pray all the time?
We pray all the time, yes. That's what we're here for.
And sleep? Well, what about sleep?
We sleep. Of course we sleep.
Can't be a lot.
We don't need as much as people on the outside.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what David tells us.
What do you think of David?
What do you mean, think?
Well, he's very firm. Very sure.
He's a good man.
And everyone does as he says?
He's our leader.
Oh, you need one.
The man who took us into this happiness, this love. He's David.
I'll have another of those.
Don't you think you've had enough?
No, don't start that on me, Phil, old son. You know me, Jimmy Bartlett. Drink any man under the table.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Right, Jimmy. Another double then?
Another double. And have one yourself.
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks, Jimmy.
Bob?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
A fella's got a right to get a bit drunk after what's happened to me.
Here you are, Jimmy. And a pint for you, Bob.
That's right.
It hasn't been what you might call a good year for me, Bob, my old son.
Yeah, I know.
When Carol ran off with that salesman fella, I thought, well, it happens. All right, I was angry. She was my wife. But all right, if that's what she wanted, good riddance. But at least I had Josie.
That's right.
You're fine, Bob.
Thanks.
I gave that girl everything. Everything.
Yeah, you were very good, Jimmy.
Good? You'll name another father who spent as much time with his daughter teaching her to ride.
Oh, everyone said what a good father you were.
Oh, it's very true, Jimmy.
Didn't stop her running off as well, did it, though? Didn't stop her.
No, Jimmy, I know it's tough.
No, you don't. No, you bloody don't. No one knows. No one at all. Listen to them. Just listen to them. Shut up! Why don't you shut up? We don't want to hear any more of that.
Hey, what's going on then?
And you can shut up too.
Come on, Jimmy. Get yourself off home.
You know what you should be doing, Craddock? Sergeant Bloody Craddock, you should be sorting that lot out and leaving peaceful citizens alone.
You're not what you call peaceful at the moment, are you?
Do something about that lot.
I can't. They haven't broken the law.
If you won't, there's a lot of people who will.
Jimmy.
People who care.
Off home now.
People who will do something about them. Show them that they can't ride roughshod over ordinary decent people.
Jimmy.
Alan. Alan.
It's not time to get up yet.
Come quickly.
What?
In the large field out at the back. Quickly, Alan, quickly.
Come in. Morning.
Morning, Reed. Come on in then, son. Close the door.
Right.
You've been told?
I'm working with you again.
Yes.
And?
Fancy the idea, then?
Not much choice.
Charming. Right, then. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Told you what it is, have they?
Not a lot.
No? Well, it's not far from here. Right in the heart of what you London lot call the Midlands. Not your industrial Midlands, but your pretty Midlands. A village called Blixton.
Never heard of it.
In the heart of the Peak District.
Ah, that's very beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, someone's been murdered.
Yeah, I was told that.
His name's David Gare, and he is, or he was, head of some sort of religious sect. What we've got to do is to find out who martyred him, okay?
Yes, sir.
Our leader is dead. The man who brought us here out of the wilderness is dead. But his work will continue. His vision will not be stifled. We will build a monument to his name.
I suppose we'll be having that all day now.
What?
That chanting.
Yeah, well, after all, one of their mob has been murdered.
Mm. Hard morning. Every morning's hard on a farm.
My heart bleeds for you.
Hey,
Oh, thanks, Phil Miles, son. Oh, this'll go down a treat.
Same for me, yeah?
Yeah, right.
You moaning about your workload again, are you?
It's hard life.
Aye, so they say. Did you hear that? Praying, or whatever they call it.
I was just saying.
Only to be expected, I suppose. There you are, Jimmy.
Thanks. Oh, that's good.
First this morning?
First of many. Yeah. It was one of them, you know.
Well, what was?
Did the murder. One of those nutters.
You reckon?
Of course. One of the glory hallelujah boys. Some sort of ritual sacrifice when they were all drugged up to their eyebrows. You mark my words.
Lovely countryside.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? You don't get countryside like this down south.
You get countryside.
Not like this. Doesn't it make you feel good just looking at it?
Not particularly.
You have no romance in your soul, Reed. Could be your trouble, my son.
Oh, I have a touch here and there, nestling in the far back corners.
Is that a fact? So.
Sir?
What do you reckon to this one, then?
Sir?
We are going up on a job, you know.
Oh, the murder.
The murder. What do you reckon to it?
Well, I haven't really thought about it yet.
No? Well, well, when we've worked before, you've usually got theories about everyone, including the suspect's cat, 10 minutes after being told about it.
Well, some of it's obvious, of course.
Ah.
Religious sect leader, charismatic figure.
Good.
Sir?
The trendy words coming out already, I like that.
You did ask, Matthew.
No, no. Go on, please.
Well, he's bound to have been some sort of father figure. I mean, people don't follow a man like that.
32, Reed.
So what, sir?
Father figure.
32. The age is immaterial.
Really? You could have a 10-year-old father figure.
If you're not interested, sir.
Sorry, sorry.
You did ask.
Just trying to pass the time.
I don't know why you asked for me for this job.
No one else available. Joke, Reed.
Look at all those reporters hollering.
It's their job, Alice.
Oh, that's right. And someone has to do it.
Oh, it could be worse, you
couldn't
know.
It? I don't think I can take in what's happened.
Yeah, it's quite a shock.
A shock? I'm sorry. Sorry, it's not your fault. You don't know. You're new to what was happening here.
Surely, though, is... what's his name?
Alan.
Yes, as Alan said. Surely the work's bigger than the man.
Not when the man is the work.
How do you feel about Alan taking over? I mean, are you happy about it?
Yes. Oh, anyway, look, I mean, it doesn't matter. The person in charge, well... He's not a leader in the way you mean it.
No? But you just said...
Oh, it doesn't matter what I said. Look, as far as the giving people is concerned, don't you see? He's just a fountainhead, a centre point, the one that brings it all together. It's not important who it is.
Yes, well, of course, if the feeling is that the man on the spot is incapable of
conducting... Now, come, Sergeant, you know that's not the way it is.
Do I?
Well, how can you? I'm your Todd.
I know the arguments.
Yeah, you also know your patch. Now, we don't. So, you tell us.
Who's the lad, incidentally?
Sergeant Reed.
Hello.
Making boys sergeants these days.
Yes, they're desperate.
Not as young as I look.
Don't need to be, do you, son? Don't want to be stopping halfway through investigations to change nappies.
Sergeant?
Sir?
No sirs around here.
What did you want, sir?
There's something upsetting you.
Not so you'd notice.
Something more than us fellas from the CID. Usurping your...
What's that, sir?
Usurping. Taking over.
Not exactly what it means.
Reed.
A closer definition would be...
Shut up! You see, Sergeant, not only is Reed barely out of the egg, he's precocious with it. Yeah, well, you're upset about something, Sergeant, and I want to know what it is.
I'm entitled to a private life.
Not if it affects a murder investigation. All right, tell us.
Sir?
What you know about this sect?
They are a religious sect called the Giving People.
That I know. Sorry.
They bought that estate out there some 9 months ago and have been there ever since.
Doing what?
Praying, cultivating the lands, holding long meetings, keeping themselves to themselves. I should imagine.
Actually, the lad's right. More or less.
Follows a pattern.
As well as chatting to each other over loudspeakers.
What do you think of them?
Oh, if they keep themselves to themselves, then I've no complaints.
No? And everyone else around here? Feel the same, do they?
I think so.
Oh, that'd be surprising, my son. That'd be very surprising.
Usually people have very strong polarised feelings about groups such as these, especially if they come into an established area like
this. Who is this fella? Talking encyclopedia, him. Reckons he knows the lot.
I've met them.
Give it a rest, Reed.
Sir?
Have you talked to them?
Who?
The sect members, since the murder.
No.
No?
I've tried, mind you, but you can't get a word out of them. They walk around mumbling prayers to themselves or sit huddled on the ground, eyes closed.
Meditating.
Yes, that's what they call it, yeah. If you think you can get more out of them than me, you're welcome to it.
Incidentally, did you find the murder weapon?
Oh, yes. That was still there. Pitchfork through the neck.
Close your eyes and you're through it, eh?
What?
The village. Talk about tiny and isolated.
You wouldn't be surprised if you find it mirrored in people's attitudes.
What's that?
Well, insular, small-minded, wary of outsiders, that sort of thing.
You reckon? Okay, then. You're the clever one, the one who looks for the psychological motive, the insights. So what do you make of Sergeant Craddock?
Covering something up.
Even I could tell that.
Yeah, but it was more.
That's the trouble, Reed. Sometimes a copper living in a place like this all his life is more a member of that village than he is of the police force.
And that would never do.
Excuse me.
Can I do anything for you?
This is the Giving People, is it?
I'm sorry, we're not going to talk to any more reporters.
And not a reporter, look, Detective Inspector Proctor.
We've already had a policeman here.
You'll have a lot more of us around before you're through. So, this is the Giving People, right?
We're all members of the church, yes.
I want to talk to whoever's in charge.
It's not like that.
No?
The Giving People's not a business corporation.
You did have a leader, though.
In a way.
Exactly. So, tell me who's in charge now.
Alan's taking on the
Alan?
Responsibilities. Yes.
Alan who?
We only have Christian names here.
Christian? Yeah, well, take me to your leader. There's a good girl.
Come in.
Yes. Right,
Oh, please sit down.
Now, you're,
Alan.
Alan what?
Just Alan.
Now, look, Sonny Jim. My name's Detective Inspector Proctor from Derby CID, right? I'm here to investigate a murder, right? Now, to your followers here in the Giving People, you might be just Alan, but I want to know your name, right?
Alan Towner.
Thank you. You've taken this over, have you, since Mr. Gare's death?
The Giving People had a prayer meeting, and I was asked to sit in the chair for the time being.
Your name sort of emerged, didn't it?
Pardon?
Oh, nothing. Skip it. Where do you come from?
Scarborough. Oh,
know it very well.
Really?
Really. My old man used to take the family there on day trips when I was a kid. Come from Cannock myself. What made you join this lot?
Mr. Towner?
The reasons for people joining are many and varied.
And you?
Like I said...
And you, Mr. Towner, why did you join?
I don't think I have to answer those sort of questions, do I?
You don't have to, no. So why did you join?
I was searching for something.
Oh, is that all?
Isn't that enough?
We're all searching, aren't we? Money, women, power, satisfaction.
Peace.
Now, that comes when you got that lot.
You don't really believe that, do you?
I don't know. I haven't got any of it yet. What were you searching for?
I told you.
Peace?
Yes.
And you found it?
Yes.
Here with the giving people in Blixton?
Yes.
Ah. Not complete peace, I see. Still capable of irritation, eh? Of a spark of anger? Of annoyance?
Well, of course.
And what then? I mean, what happens in the future? Do you spend the rest of your life here? What happens when you become a middle-aged man? An older man?
I don't know.
Not a lot of old people here, are there?
No.
Or middle-aged?
Some.
Not a lot.
What are you trying to say, Inspector?
That there's not a lot of old or middle-aged people who are members of the giving people. Now, what does that mean?
Nothing more than that.
Will things change?
Change?
Here, now there's a new man at the wheel. Oh, yes, of course, I forgot. It's not like that, is it? Well, will they change, Mr. Towner?
That's up to the community. The community as a whole to decide. It's what they want that matters.
How's it going?
All right.
Some more water. I bought you some more water.
Oh, thank you.
Do you need some help?
No, thanks.
Hey, look, we've got enough bread to last
us for... I've got to do something.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I talk to you?
Of course.
Who are you?
Detective Inspector Proctor. Oh. I want to ask some questions.
There's nothing we can say.
You don't have that much choice, I'm afraid.
You can't force us.
Not exactly, no.
What is it you want to know?
Oh, just general facts about the giving people, about the way you lead your lives, about...
I don't think I can help you very much.
Now, look, I've told you...
Look, I've only been here a few days.
Oh, I see. What about you, miss? Miss? I see. Right, then. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, sir. Cheers.
Cheers. There's one thing you can say about Blixton. They serve a good drop.
Yeah, it's okay, isn't it?
Not that I'm one of those real ale nuts.
Oh, I am.
You would be. Whole wheat bread and nut cutlets, I suppose. You want to join that lot out there. Anyway, any luck?
Well, not a lot. I talked to the farmers whose land borders on the estate. All very reticent.
Don't use big words with me, son.
Right, sir.
In what way, reticent?
Well, it didn't seem to have a lot to say. They obviously weren't best pleased at having the giving people on their doorstep.
And why is that?
I don't know, sir. In fact, they didn't exactly say they didn't like them. But there isn't actually anything they can put their collective fingers on to actively dislike. So deep inside, they feel guilty about disliking.
Yes,
and therefore they're
right, sunshine. Very succinct. Anything else?
No, sir. What about them?
Oh, the giving people.
Mm.
As Craddock said, very tight-lipped. Me? I reckon they're all loonies. Now, don't look at me like that.
I'd have thought that was the last thing you could have called them.
You haven't been out there. All this chanting and soft voices and walking around as if they're treading on eggs.
If they're happy.
They're so are loonies, so they say.
And that depends what you mean by that, sir, doesn't it? If the whole world's walking around pulling faces and flicking their lips, well, then the fellow who's not doing that's the one who's the nutter.
So?
So, it depends on what you mean. That's all I'm saying.
The trouble with your arguments, Reed, is that they're all circular. They finish up where they started.
Yes, sir.
Director Inquiries? Oh, I'm trying to trace an organisation called VARIS. It's an acronym. Acronym. The full name is Vigilance About Recruitment into Sects. No, S-E-C-T-S. I want to talk to Mr. Michael Bilson. Right, thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs.
Waters.
Yes. Nice day.
Yes, it is.
Perhaps you know who I am.
You're one of the policemen looking into the death of that poor man.
You were sympathetic to what he was doing.
Not completely, but when a human being's been done to death...
Don't speak ill of the...
No, exactly.
Did you know him?
As much as anyone else.
Which means?
Hardly at all.
Mrs. Waters, I get a sort of feeling that the giving people are not very popular.
Well, I wouldn't
That, in fact, when they bought that estate out there, there was a strong local feeling.
It's natural, isn't it? We are a very small village.
I've noticed that, yes. Very small, very isolated. From what I gather, petitions were got up, Mrs. Waters. Letters to the local MP, solicitors consulted.
Well, some people
felt that... Most of the protestations led by Mr. Bartlett and yourself.
Oh, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
We don't want that sort of scum desecrating our village life. We believe in the sanctity of marriage and the true value.
Yes, but
without the text of the letter published in the local paper.
I can't be absolutely certain.
But let me tell you that it was signed by you.
I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, but you did sign it. Which I would have thought means that that's what you felt. Or are you in the habit of signing letters you don't agree with?
Well, people were worried when they first heard that the estate was being bought by these people, but then...
Yes?
Well, when they'd been here a little while,
You felt even stronger.
I wouldn't exactly say that we felt
stronger. Now, the fact of the matter, Mrs. Waters, is that you and some of the other villagers did everything in your power to try to get rid of them.
Thanks, Tom.
Why not call me Andy?
Right. Why not?
We're on the same side.
My name's Gordon.
Right, Gordon. Here's to you.
And you.
Like it here, do you?
In Blixton.
Being a copper in a small area like this, the only one.
There's a lot to be said for it.
Always been a big city copper myself.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah?
In Manchester for 3 years.
Didn't like it.
All right. Preferred this, though.
Not so many problems.
More, you'd be surprised. Not big crimes, big villainies, not murder. Until now. But policing's more than sorting out the toughies.
You don't have to tell me.
I'm not trying to. But the fact is, it's not all cycling round the village and clipping lads around the ear for scrumpy.
You trying to tell me something?
Could be.
Now look, I've never suggested that you're a country bumpkin.
No more you have. But all city people, coppers or not, have some sort of strange idea about people living in the country.
Yes, I suppose so.
It's true, whether you suppose it or not. Sometimes people pass by in the cars and they stop to ask directions. You'd think they were talking to people who spoke a different language.
Slowly.
You can almost hear the hyphens between the syllables.
Oh, I hope I haven't done that. I see, sorry. So what do you think of this little lot?
I don't know. I'm one of your methodical coppers, Andy. Take my time. Sort things out. Question here, question there.
You and me both. Doing the foot slogging, that's what it's all about. Asking the questions. Thinking things out.
And it's too much of this looking into people's psyches. Looking into weaknesses and strengths.
Right. If a person with the scene had a motive, had the opportunity, well, he's more likely to have done it than the fellow living 100 miles away who's never heard of the victim and was in hospital at the time.
Too true. And it doesn't matter if his mother used to put it around a lot or his father drank.
Perhaps you should have a word with Johnny Reed.
Oh, like that, is he?
Like that. Right, then. Well, thanks for the chat.
I cleared the air.
Yes. Anyway, I've got a few more questions to ask.
So have I. Farmer over the hill. Somebody's been using a catapult on his bull. He didn't even laugh.
No, Gordon. Didn't even laugh. See you.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What? Oh.
Over here.
Right. Hello.
Alice, we met this morning.
That's right. Making bread.
I've got to talk to you.
Oh, really? You weren't so keen earlier. All right, fire away.
No, not here. Mustn't be seen.
Why not? Doesn't matter.
I'm not the villagers. It's the rules of the sect. We're not allowed out for the first 6 months.
Bloody hell. How clandestine.
What?
Deserted graveyard.
Well, no one will see us here.
Don't be so sure. Hundreds of them. Hundreds of our ancestors watching and listening.
Don't.
Right then, Miss Alice. What can I do for you?
I just want... Well, you might get the wrong impression of us. You know what I mean?
I've certainly got an impression, love. Whether it's the wrong one or not, I don't know.
But we're a lot of loonies. Oh, yes. I thought so.
Convince me that you're not. Well?
Love.
It's all to do with love. Most of us were unhappy when we came here. All sorts of reasons. Here we found companionship, love, commitment.
Yes.
Look, let me tell you about when I first came. I mean, I was very, very unhappy, lost, not sure what...
Why?
That's not important. What is important is what happened. I was made so welcome. Nothing was too much trouble. The feeling, the intense feeling of love that surrounded me. I was part of a large, loving family. I've never experienced it before. Now, that can't be wrong.
No. But why all this pseudo-religious overtones?
Who says it's pseudo?
Well, this chanting, this... Okay, who says it's pseudo?
The worst that can be said of us is that we do no harm. Now, that's the very worst.
Why all this local antagonism?
I don't know. I mean, perhaps because we believe in things they don't believe in. Lead lives they don't lead. People are always afraid of things they don't understand.
Yes, could be. Could be.
Ah, Jane, come in.
Sorry I'm late.
No, don't worry, sit down.
Right.
We're all here now.
I think so.
Good, well, I've asked you here because, well... Because I think it's important now that this has happened, to agree about what changes we feel should be made.
You're certain there should be changes? I mean, surely...
Oh, I'm not certain about anything, Alice. Not now, not anymore. That's why I think this discussion, among the few of us here, is so vitally important.
I can see.
The giving people and our belief in what we're accomplishing for us and the world is more important than any other consideration. Or any individual human being. First of all, though, before we start talking, let's spend a few minutes in silent prayer and contemplation.
Very bucolic.
Very what?
Bucolic.
The big words again, son?
No, I like it. Leaning on a farm gate, gazing over the fields...
Not bad, is it?
Oh, I found out a few things.
So have I.
About the sect.
So have I.
Yes, sir?
You first.
All right. Now, I've just had a talk with a man called Michael Bilson. He runs Varys.
What's that when it's at home?
Oh, it's the initials of Vigilance About Recruitment into Sects. It's set up to investigate organisations like the Giving People. Anyway, I gave him a ring.
He reckons they need investigating, this Bilson?
Oh, yeah. So do I, now. The sort of young people they recruit, the way they go about it, the brainwashing techniques they use.
Brainwashing?
In a lot of cases. Sometimes they're made to give the organisation all their money, property.
Well, in that case, it's illegal.
No. They don't do anything against the law. As Craddock says, the recruits ostensibly go of their own free will. And important, not all the sects are like that.
Some are genuine.
The Christian Church started off as an illegal sect.
Go on, tell me more.
Now, their recruitment. You want to hear about their methods of recruitment?
Why not?
Well, they tend to go for young people, usually unhappy young people, worried about exams or broken love affairs, run away from home.
Right.
They meet on university campuses, railway stations, in hostels, places like that. Make what they call eye contact.
Eye contact?
Sympathetic looks.
Oh, aye.
Now then, they're asked if they'd like to go along to a meeting of the sect where suddenly they find everything is aimed at them. They're the centre of attraction. All love, all concern, perhaps for the first time in their lives. Now then they're asked to stay on longer, miss work, miss lectures. Now once they've made that sort of commitment, then the sect feels they're theirs.
Well, then what happens?
They're asked to make definite and final proof of their complete commitment to the sect. Sign away all money, all goods.
All the sects?
Well, this is just some of them. Then there's... Yeah, well, you could call it brainwashing. In fact, you can't really call it anything else. They kept praying for long hours, cut off from the outside world, not allowed to contact friends and relatives, little sleep...
All right, all right.
Sir?
I'll tell you something, Reed. I'm beginning to get a mite confused.
Really?
I've just had a conversation with one of them, one of the giving people.
Oh?
Yeah, oh. A girl called Alice, and I got an entirely different... No, same story, different angle. Perhaps she's been brainwashed, right? Perhaps what she was telling me was the result of brainwashing.
There was something else, too.
What?
Something rather important. It occurred to me that a parent of one of the sect members might well have a very good motive.
What, for killing the leader?
Don't you think?
That I do. Now, come on, my son, don't play games with me.
Bilson, the man I talked to, knows of a man in Blixton whose daughter is a member of the Giving People. Perhaps he's not there.
Brilliant, Reed. You'll make a detective yet.
All right.
Now, there he is.
Better still. You are improving, Reed.
I know you're feeling irritable because I did something on my own
initiative.
Senior
police officers aren't that petty, Reed.
Of course not, sir.
Yes?
Afternoon, Mr. Bartlett. May we come in?
For what?
Oh, just a talk.
I don't understand.
Police officer, Mr. Bartlett, from Derby CID.
Ah, yes, I heard you were around. Yes, well, of course, come in.
Thank you.
In here. Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, come straight to the point, Mr. Bartlett. What do you think of the giving people?
Take them or leave them.
It appears to me, talking with other inhabitants of Blixton, the people seem very much to fall one way or the other. For them or against them.
Really?
Yeah, very much so. So, how about you?
Take them or leave them.
Mr. Bartlett, I've talked to a man called Bilson.
Who's he?
I think you know. He told me that your daughter, Josie, is a member of the Giving People.
So what?
So, if some of the things I hear about certain sects are true, their methods of recruitment, their indoctrination, their insistence on cutting family ties, then I feel you'd have every right to be upset.
I'm not upset.
No?
Josie's free, white, and of age.
Yes. You're very popular in this village, aren't you? No time for modesty.
I'm not a modest man.
No?
I mean, I ride the hounds, stand in the corner, join in with whatever...
And people like you?
I think so.
And if you were upset at the giving people taking Josie, everyone in the village will be upset as well.
Makes you think that, doesn't it?
Sir?
Well, you know what I mean. If what your friend Bilson said is true, well, after that chat with Bartlett, then I'm on the murderer's side. Oh, outside of you and me, I didn't say that. Listen, I'm a copper, so I'll do all I can to catch our friend and bring him to justice, because that's my job. But as a parent with two teenage kids, as I'm doing it, I'll be on his side, 100%.
Do you mean that, sir?
Yeah. No. A policeman's lot is not, right?
Right.
Sometimes the public think we stop being human because we become coppers, become computers. Chig, chig, in with the data. That man's a criminal. Do him. That woman stole money to feed her kids. Right. Do her. Well, I mean, you've got to. Yeah, because that's the law, and upholding the law's your job. But we still have feelings.
I know what you mean.
Do you, son?
I'll have kids of my own one day.
Yep. Well, we'll get whoever murdered David Gare, and we'll hand him over to the law and go our merry ways seeking out of the lawbreakers. But don't tell me we don't have our private opinions, because we do. Come on, let's get a drink. Now, look, as far as I can see it, we have two possibilities.
Bartlett or Bartlett?
You're half right. Bartlett's lost his only daughter to this sect.
It's been
stolen from him, if you like. He's not allowed to see her, communicate with her, write to her. To all intents and purposes, she's dead.
So he decides to kill Gare?
Yeah.
For revenge?
Could be. Or hoping that with him dead, the spell would be broken and she'll come back to him.
Yeah. And the other possibility?
Bartlett's a very popular man. People like him, respect, feel for him in what's happened. Most of them don't like the sect anyway.
So they got together and killed him, you reckon?
There's a bright boy. So there we have it. Either Bartlett killed Gare and the village is covered in up, or the village killed him and Bartlett's covered in up. Somehow or other, I hope it's the first. A round robin murder might be somewhat difficult to get to, don't you think?
Hey, this is the life, isn't it?
You fish?
Me? No, brought up in Wolverhampton.
People still go and fish.
True, I didn't. Look, there's one.
What?
A fish! It jumped!
They do that sometimes.
Sorry, town lad. Know what I mean? Did Bartlett ever talk to you about his daughter?
Josie? No, why should he?
Worried about her, perhaps?
Didn't know he was.
Sergeant Craddock, we're on the same side, mate. Now put that fishing rod down and talk to me. We're investigating a murder.
Don't teach your granny to suck eggs.
If you can't get your loyalties sorted out, you shouldn't be a copper.
Easy as that.
No, Gordon. Bloody difficult.
What do you want to know?
I know that Bartlett's daughter, Josie, joined the giving people. I know how deeply upset he is by that. What's more, I don't blame him. Now, did he come and talk to you?
Yes.
Did he ask you to do something about it?
Yes.
Oh, and I presume you told him there was nothing you could do, that they hadn't broken the law.
That's right. He was very angry. Talked about who pays the rates, why don't we look after people instead of persecuting motorists. Oh, I understand. He was upset.
What did he say then?
Threatened to take the law into his own hands.
Did he now? I assume you warned him about doing that.
Ah, got it! Hold it, just a second. Oh. Pass me that net.
What?
The net. Oh. Here you are. Here we go. Got it. Hey, not bad.
Tiny.
We don't get cod or tuna, you know. This is a stream, not the bloody Atlantic.
Very popular, is he, James Bartlett? A popular figure?
Yes, he is.
Well liked. I mean, people felt a lot of sympathy for him when his daughter left.
Mind yourself. What?
You did warn him, did you, about taking the law into his own hands?
Of course I did.
We've been asked to congregate here in the meeting house by Detective Inspector Proctor and Sergeant Reed. There's something the Inspector wants to say to us concerning the death of David.
I'll try not to keep you here longer than necessary, but I have to tell you that whatever you may think, the killing, the unlawful killing of a human being, is not something to be taken lightly. A man has been killed. And my job, the job that I'm paid to do, perhaps not by you, but certainly by the parents of most of you, is to keep the peace, protect society, and apprehend those who offend against that society. And whether you like it or not, I protect you as well. You may opt out as much as you like. You may pretend the world outside doesn't exist as much as you like, but it does. If one of you came to the police station asking for help, you'd get it. However much or little help you're prepared to give yourself. I ask you once more. Does any one of you have any idea about who killed David Dare?
Not sure that was the right way to go about it.
Aren't you?
I think psychologically... You
listen,
should...
Sunshine, you can take your psychology...
All I'm saying...
Yeah, well,
the...
don't. Don't talk to me as if I'm some sort of ignorant child.
Of course not.
I was nabbing crooks while you were still wetting nappies.
I know that. All I was saying...
Well, don't. What was all you were saying?
Just that it seems to me that the way to deal...
Oh, right. It wasn't too bright, I agree, but this job's like banging your head against a brick wall. No, like banging your head against a blancmange. The giving people clam up and won't say a word. The villagers clam up and won't say a word. You'd think they're on the same side.
Hey.
What?
Just a minute.
Oh, it's one of the loonies. What do you want?
I must talk to you.
Must you? Oh, all right.
Not here. Let's have a drink. The pubs are open.
I thought you lot didn't drink.
This one does.
You're a what?
A journalist.
Working for what paper?
I'm a freelance.
You get commissioned?
That's right. I do features for magazines, newspapers, you name it.
They approach you, do they?
Oh, sometimes. Sometimes I approach them with the idea.
And that's what you're doing here?
Yes.
a feature on religious sects.
But why didn't you say?
Well, there's not much point when we first met, was there?
Unethical.
Joining a sect like that without telling them who you are.
Well, I'd have told them in the end. But at first, it's better to pretend just to be an ordinary fellow wanting whatever it is they have to offer. That way, you get more honesty from them.
And that's what you did.
Well, I approached one of them. Alan Towner, it was, in the street. He was selling records. Actually, he approached me, but I sort of hung around until it was inevitable that he would. Know what I mean? Anyway, we talked. I told him my marriage had broken up. I was feeling depressed.
So, what did you want to talk to us about?
I don't know. I'm not one of them. Only been there a couple of days anyway. But, well, you don't seem to be making a lot of headway with them. So I thought, well, anything I could tell you that'd help.
What did you find out?
Are they like Bilson says?
You've heard about him, have you?
Of course. I went to him first, didn't I? Got a lot of background material.
And is what he says right? I mean, do they indoctrinate people, isolate them, brainwash them?
That's very difficult to answer.
Try, my son.
I'm going to. Yes, sure, when you first go there, you're made to feel very loved, very special, very important. I imagine if you were really lonely or afraid or unhappy, that would have an enormous effect on you.
But you weren't?
No more than usual, no. So I suppose, yes, in that sense, they use the techniques. Also, again, yes, they tend to isolate you within the fold, keep you at prayer for long hours. Yes. I suppose if these techniques were used on prisoners, they'd be called a mild form of brainwashing.
So what are you saying?
What makes it different?
Well, most of the kids who come here are what you said. Lonely, miserable, unhappy. And they end up a lot happier.
And what about their parents?
What?
The parents, the relatives, the friends of these people. What about the unhappiness caused to them?
That's difficult to evaluate.
No, it's not. You talk to James Bartlett.
Well, who's he?
A fella from Blixton. A man whose only daughter's been sucked into the giving people. A man whose wife's left him. Whose only daughter
James
was...
Bartlett? What's his daughter's name?
Josie.
Is she now?
Oh, know her, do you?
Yes, I do. Now, that's interesting.
What is?
Yes, very interesting.
What's bloody interesting?
I know Josie very well. We've talked many times. What did you say about her father?
He's very unhappy, very bitter, very lonely.
Oh, is that right?
What does that mean?
Look, Josie talked to me a lot. To be honest, I encouraged her to talk for my article.
That's all right,
we've all got a living to make. I deliberately, and yes, quite cold-bloodedly, got her talking about her reasons for coming here. A background.
Penny for them.
Hmm? Oh, hello.
Do you mind?
No, I'm just thinking, that's all. Just looking at the trees. I've never done that before, you know.
What?
Looked at the trees like that. Oh, I've seen the trees round here all my life.
Really?
I was brought up in this area.
Oh.
The thing is, I've never looked at them with a sense of freedom that I have now.
So this place is good for you? Tell me about what it's done for you.
Why?
Oh, just interested.
It's made me realise that I'm a person. A real, live person in my own right.
Oh, but other things could have done that.
You asked me and I'm telling you. My mother left home, you see, when I was very young. Went off with someone else. So I was brought up by my father. Only child.
Bit cloying.
Oh, the least of it. My father's very popular with all his cronies. Hail fellow well met, I think you describe him. Buys his rounds with alacrity. Rides to hounds, tells jokes, believes women should know their place. Everyone thinks he's a great lad. A real wag. Broke the mould when they made old Jimmy.
Go on.
They don't live with him. They're not his daughter. They don't have to rely on him for happiness, for contentment. They weren't brought up by him. Oh, it was all right when I was a little girl. It spoilt me, bought me things, made me feel I was the only important thing in the world. But then...
Then you grew up.
Then I started growing up. Oh, Ted, he does his best, more than his best. He dotes on me, but I was hardly allowed out. Wasn't allowed opinions, wasn't allowed to change from the little girl he worshipped.
And of course, he succeeded. It's only looking back on it now that I realize what a rabbit he'd made me. What a frightened, mentally undernourished little rabbit he'd made me.
So coming here...
Coming here has given me the family I've never had.
Josie is Alice.
Or Alice, Josie.
Well, why did they change their names?
Don't ask me.
So, that's Josie Bartlett.
Strange. She seems such a quiet, interesting...
That's how the sect got to her.
No, I mean to be Bartlett's daughter. You do believe that about her father?
Yes, I do.
You see, sir?
When you call me sir in that particular way, it means you're trying to say something clever. What?
It's not all as black and white as it appears.
So, you think going to the giving people has done her a lot of good?
Well, it's opened her out.
Yeah, has it? Surely she's exchanged one set of dictatorial rules for another.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
I don't know.
So, it does look as if she went willingly, driven there, if you like, rather than being enticed.
Yes, maybe, but it's all irrelevant, really. The fact is, the situation is exactly the same. Either Bartlett did or did not kill David Gare. It's odd, isn't it?
What's that?
This quiet road, the countryside, the peace. Look across those fields and the world is peaceful and quiet. Or so it seems. Know what I mean? I mean, where I come from, industrial Midlands, right? Well, you can feel the aggro, the unease. You know things are going on. Villainy. It's in the air, right? But here in the country...
Don't you believe it?
That's what I mean. All that lot seething underneath.
And more of it. Life is more real in the country, you know.
Don't preach to me.
I'm telling you. There's more mayhem, more life and death struggles going on in every square foot of that field than in the whole of London. Red in tooth and claw.
Yeah. Right. So what do we do about this little lot?
Let us always remember that here we bring life and goodness to everyone we meet. Let us remember that we are here in Blixton.
Alice?
What?
This estate.
I must talk to you.
Not now.
I want to talk about David Gare. Let's walk a bit. What did he mean to you? Josie?
Alice.
Oh. Why do you change your name?
Why shouldn't I?
No reason. When men go to monasteries or women to convents, they change their names. Is that the same thing?
We have nothing to do with the life we had before.
And that symbolises it, changing your name?
If you like.
Makes sense. Does everyone change their name?
No.
We know who your father is.
All right.
We know about your relationship with him. How much you wanted to get away.
I see.
So, what about David Gare? How did you meet him?
In the street. He was selling records, pamphlets.
I can't believe that. The leader out in the street.
Oh, I told you. Here we're all equal. Now, can't you understand that? Is that so difficult to understand?
You were very unhappy. Depressed.
Why did you assume that?
Well, you were, weren't you? Frightened of leaving your father, yet wanting to.
We just talked for a little while, and he suggested that I came along to the estate and met people.
And what did you find?
Such love. Such giving. Such companionship. Such a chance to open out and expand.
Such indoctrination.
Oh, yes. They warn us that that is the attitude we'll encounter from outsiders. People who are jealous.
I'm not jealous.
And why do you say that? There was no indoctrination.
Well, there are with some sects.
Maybe. I don't know.
So, tell me about David Gare.
I have been.
No, you haven't. You've told me about the giving people.
The same thing.
Really?
David was the most kind, generous man I've ever met. He was all giving. He was all love. Most of us felt...
Most?
Yes.
Not all?
Well, everyone I knew. You know, he gave out such a feeling of love. Such an aura.
And now, he's dead.
Yes. Now he's dead.
All right. All right.
Mr. Bartlett?
What do you want?
Can I come in?
No.
I don't want to talk to you. We'll take a minute.
Oh, all right. Drink.
No, thanks. Haven't you had enough?
It's my own house. What are you going to do? Breathalyze me in my own house? Well?
How did you feel when your daughter opted for the giving people?
How would you feel?
That's not the question. What I asked was, how did you feel?
I've answered you.
Well, I wouldn't have felt too good about it. But it wouldn't have been because my daughter had left home, left the parental shelter, left my sphere of influence.
What are you talking about?
I'm suggesting to you that anyone taking your daughter would have incurred your wrath.
You're talking rubbish.
Am I? What sort of a father were you, Mr. Bartlett?
Look, get out of here. Get out!
Yes, all right.
I cared for her, looked after her, loved her. And then along comes that nutcase from that obscene sect and whips her away. That's it. She's gone. Stolen. How the hell would you feel?
Just go to the end of that path. You'll find a gate.
Look, I'm going to want to talk to you a bit more about this.
There's nothing more I can tell you.
Nonetheless, let me know if you go anywhere.
Why should I go anywhere? This is my home.
Yes, I can see that.
All right, Alice. Go back to the house.
What?
Alice?
Yes, of course. Goodbye, Mr. Lee.
Just a second.
Perhaps you'd like to come with me.
Why?
Because I ask you to.
And so do I.
And I.
Me too. But why?
Please, Mr. Reed. No trouble.
Right, in you go.
So what the hell are you trying to...
I think you'll find that you'll be comfortable and warm in here.
What is this? Some sort of a joke?
If you like. You could get out of the barn, all right, but there's a lot of us about and we'd just put you back in again.
What are you trying to do?
We want you to spend some time with us. So that you can realise that we are what we say we are. So that you can realise that we are sincere.
That's irrelevant.
That's very cynical.
It's irrelevant to what I'm here to do. I'm here to find out who killed your leader.
We don't have a leader.
Oh, yes, you do.
We have a teacher, a guider, a helper, but not a leader. I hope you'll be comfortable.
This is against the law, you know.
As long as it helps you towards enlightenment. That doesn't matter.
It might matter to you, but there is a law in... The old world's balmy.
Hello? Who? James? You sound very incoherent. Do what? You've been drinking? All right, all right. Of course I agree. All right, I'll meet you there. All right.
Mr. Reed?
What?
Shh.
What's going on?
It's Ted Hagen here. Remember?
Yeah, of course.
I can show you the way out of here.
Do you know what's going on?
Look, I haven't the faintest idea. Come on.
This is the way back, is it?
Your guess is as good as mine. I've only been here a few days myself.
Reckon you got enough for your article?
Yeah, more than enough. Mind you, I mightn't be able to use it all.
Censorship.
Libel. Now, maybe if you find out who's murdered their guru and get him convicted, then, afterwards, I'll be able to write my article.
What do you think to it all?
To what all?
About who killed the boss.
Now you're asking. Mind you, they say they didn't look on him as a boss.
Nonetheless,
that's what he was. Yeah. Yes. Ah, the leader evolves, sure. But it's always the strongest one who'll stay there.
So Alan will stay as leader?
Well, in my short experience of what goes on, I'd say yes. Seems to me that in all societies, someone becomes a leader and stays leader. However he gets there, elected or by force or by evolution, in the death he becomes the leader because he wants to and because he's the strongest.
That's what I think. He said in youth groups, in communities...
And marriages.
Right. Are things different, since Alan took over?
Ah, they're bound to be. Too short a time to tell, of course, but... I'll say something, though.
Yeah?
About David Gare.
Well, go on.
Well, he was the absolute boss. No matter what they say, absolutely in charge. Now, whether Alan's got the charisma to achieve that, I don't know.
I wonder why he wanted to hold me prisoner, though.
Didn't he say?
Something about wanting me to find out what a giving people were really like. Could that be true?
Could be. You see, as well as what I've just been talking about, there's a strong, wide trail of genuine sincerity of knocking about as well.
All very strange. It certainly is.
Quiet. Yeah, over there, look. Oh, yeah. I know them. Hey, they've got guns, too, right they have. Come on.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Just keep going.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing.
Hey, you two.
What?
What are you up to?
Stay just there.
Bloody hell.
Hey, Jimmy, you can't use that.
Come one step further now.
He means it. No, he doesn't. You've been drinking, Mr. Bartlett, eh?
Yeah, don't bloody well patronise me.
Come on, Mr. Bartlett. Don't be silly. Now be careful. Just put that gun down.
Jimmy.
Before it's too late.
All right, all right. I'm not going to start shooting policemen.
You're not going to start shooting anyone, believe me.
You're in trouble already, Mr. Bartlett. You can't walk around pointing loading rifles at people. Not in this country, you can't.
I wasn't going to do anything.
My sergeant thinks differently.
He's exaggerating.
Exaggerating, Reed?
For about 10 seconds, at least, he was holding me at gunpoint.
10 seconds?
You don't hold anyone at gunpoint, ever. Now, your friend, Mr. Jameson...
He didn't have a gun.
Yeah, we're aware of that. He says you rang him up and asked him to come with you to the estate, but didn't tell him why. Mr. Bartlett, I'm asking you why.
No reason.
Mr. Bartlett?
I was fed up with all this pussyfooting around. I wanted to rescue my daughter once and for all.
She wasn't being held against her will.
It depends what you mean by that.
And what if she wouldn't come?
She'd come.
Oh, you were going to force her? Your own daughter at gunpoint? Look, Mr. Bartlett, your daughter leaves you to join the giving people.
Abducted.
Afraid not. She wanted to go, she told us.
She's been brainwashed.
Again, afraid not. Up to that point, no offence at all had been committed by anyone. Then David Gare, the leader of the sect, is put to death, pitchfork through his neck. Now, let me tell you what I think happened. You, with reason, oh, and I give you that, were upset when your daughter joined the...
Upset?
Out of your mind with rage, then. I've told you I sympathise with the way you feel. So, I gather, did most of the people in the village. So, one night, a few days ago, after perhaps a bit of a tank-up, you and maybe a few mates went to the village and killed David Gare.
That's all nonsense. Rubbish! Ask anyone.
And what you were doing just now, again more than somewhat in your cups, was to try and hide or destroy any evidence at the scene that might point towards you.
I don't know what to do about any of this, Jane. Do? How to contain it? How to meet what's happening? What's happened?
Yes, I know. It's not easy.
I tried to tell myself that everything was right. Was, oh, I don't know.
Ordained.
It's just that there's been so much in such a short space of time. So many things have changed, altered. I've got to get away. I must go and talk to someone.
You can't.
I'm sorry?
You can't. Not now. You know you can't.
Don't be stupid. Of course I can.
I'm sorry, Alice. You stay here.
It was quite an interesting experience.
What was?
Being locked up.
Only because it lasted about 10 minutes. You wouldn't have found it interesting if it had been
for long. I don't mean the actual locking up. I mean, the intellectual experience of being on the other side, so to speak.
What the hell made you become a copper?
Well, I like nicking villains and the pension's good.
You're a complicated bastard, aren't you?
Oh, we all are, sir. I mean, what made you join the fuzz?
Now, don't get trendy on top of everything else. I don't like being called that.
All right. What made you want to become a police officer?
Because I like nicking villains and the pension's good.
That's why we work so well together.
Trouble is, you'll finish up head of the bloody CID and get knighted. The powers that be are impressed by people who chat like you.
That's why I do it.
What?
I pretend to be an intellectual. To impress the powers that be. It impresses you.
All right. So, you think we've got this right?
Hmm?
Tell me, what do you think happened?
Well, more or less as you said.
Tell me.
Well, I think James Bartlett, out of his frustration and sexual jealousy at losing his daughter, killed David Gare.
The point is, the point they're going to make is how the hell did he think that was going to help?
Nowhere at all. I'd be surprised if he was thinking. Now, like you say, I reckon he'd been boozing.
Oh, well, I reckon he's been doing that most of the time.
So do I. And after a particularly upsetting night, he went out to the estate and exercised his fears and frustration by shoving a pitchfork into Gare's neck. The man who'd stolen his daughter from him.
Why a pitchfork?
Why not?
Any particular symbolism?
Not as far as I know.
Yeah, but if he thought it out...
I didn't think it out. He just went bananas one night. I bet he was slowly cracking over a long time. Sexual jealousy is very potent.
Yeah, but this was his daughter. All right. Sweet old-fashioned me. So you reckon that's what happened?
No. That's what could have happened.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else, my little flower. I'm not sure if we'll ever know for certain.
Someone to see you.
Oh?
Says he's from the estate. Ted Hagen.
Oh, yeah. Show him in. Thanks, Gordon.
Don't mention it.
Your rescuer. Perhaps he's come for his reward.
Yes.
They've got Alice.
Pardon?
Alice. Bartlett's daughter.
Who's got her?
The sect. On the estate. They've locked her in.
What are they trying to do?
Do you want me to get her?
Well, just like that.
I should think so.
No, no, they can't hold people against their will. We'll make this official.
Look, with all due respect, if you go in, they might panic. They don't want to hurt anyone, but they're pretty confused out there.
Them and me both. You reckon you can get her out without any trouble?
Certainly.
All right, Sir Galahad. You're the expert at rescuing people.
Alice?
Hmm? Oh, it's you, Alan.
How are you?
All right.
Good.
Alan?
Yes?
What's happening?
Nothing for you to worry about.
Then can I go, please?
Where to?
But you can't keep me here.
People are beginning to get such wrong ideas about us, about what we're doing here.
I just want to get out.
You're in a bad way. You might say things you'd regret. Things about us, about the sect. Things that would be bad for all of us here.
No.
Oh, you might. Yes, you see, sometimes, Alice, people, for their own good, have to be persuaded. Gently. Towards a particular course of action away from another.
I accept that.
You believe in us, don't you? In what we're doing? Attempting to achieve?
Well, of course. Why else?
Then you must accept that what we do is for everyone's good. Everyone's. Yes?
Just not sure, Alan. I'm not...
Exactly. Exactly. And until you are, then it's right that you should stay here. It's what you want. Really. Deep down.
Hello?
Oh, Ted. I was just having a private talk with Alice.
Yes, so I believe. Alice? I've some news for you. Bad news, I'm afraid. They've arrested your father.
Arrested?
Yes, for David's murder.
Well, then I must go.
Alice?
Now.
Of course you must. Come on.
Alan?
It's quite easy. One foot in front of the other. Come on.
I'm sorry, she can't.
I'm taking her.
I won't let you.
You can't stop me.
For her own good.
Look, I'm bigger than you, stronger than you, tougher than you. And I'll hit you harder than you've ever been hit in your life.
Okay. Okay. Hold it. Right then. Come on.
Well, they can't, surely.
Look, in real life, they can't. In the middle of a town in mid-morning, during the rush hour, they can't. But this is late at night on a quiet estate in the Peak District. And they're very frightened and bewildered. And Alice, they may do anything.
Arrested Bartlett? I think you might have let me know what was going on.
I have.
Before you did it.
I had the sneaking feeling that a little of you might have been on his side.
I told you. I am a policeman first and foremost.
That's what we all say.
It's Mr. Hagen, sir.
With Miss Bartlett?
Yeah.
Ah, the rescue's successful. Come in.
She wants to talk to you.
All right, let the lady sit down.
Thank you.
Any trouble?
We had to run a bit.
No, no trouble, Inspector.
No, none at all.
So, what did you want to talk about?
About David's death. About my father.
You know we've arrested him.
Yes, I told her.
You also, I believe, know that my father wasn't the great, almighty, all-purpose, sun shining out of backside dad that everyone thought he was.
Yeah, we have that sort of idea, yes.
He didn't kill David Gare.
No? Who was it then? The other villagers?
No.
A bolt from on high?
More or less.
I thought it would be.
We were called to the meeting house about 10 days ago. You'll find this one a little...
Fellow members of the giving people, this meeting has been called by Aaron, Graham, Jane, and a few others who want to discuss my position. Aaron?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that. This is not meant as an attack on David in any way at all, but rather a reiteration of the principles of the giving people.
That's right. Somehow we're losing direction.
And that's why we've called this meeting. Try, when we talk about David, to remember that we are discussing the office, if you like, rather than the man. Most of us here are with the giving people because of our dissatisfaction with the hierarchical structures in the outside world. The system where one man, one institution, rules the others. Or where one human being can be under the thrall of another. Be it through boss and worker, husband and wife, state and subject.
Father and daughter.
We came here to found a truly egalitarian society. Where we all lived in love and harmony. And no one held anyone else in subjection or in thrall.
Nonetheless, we need a spokesman.
Oh, nonetheless, we need a spokesman. Agreed. David, please try to see what we're saying in general terms.
None of us want to make this a personal attack of any sort.
Or even a criticism.
Nonetheless, I am the person...
That is no more your fault than it is the sparrows in the field. What has happened unheeded, unasked for, has evolved.
And why then is it me who...
Please. My friends, my brethren, what has occurred unwittingly is the subtle and slow change from an egalitarian society to one where an individual has become a leader, a focal point, a man who leads while others follow.
Isn't that inevitable?
Well, it's what we're attempting to leave behind. What, I must ask you now, is more important? One man or the ideals we hold true? David?
The ideals we hold true.
David?
I'm here.
We held a ballot with matches. I got the short one.
You?
No, I'm the one to take you out into the field, that's all.
I see. Even that is egalitarian.
Don't sound bitter.
Oh, I'm not. I agree. I just didn't realize that it was happening.
I did. It was you who'd rescued me. You who took the place of my father. You I felt love for. And because you did these things for me rather than the brethren, I must do this.
I see that.
You know what they said about me? Just now, that I was like your Mary Magdalene.
I didn't ask for any of this.
I know.
It comes from you.
I know. Let me take your hand. Here we are.
In the middle of the field.
This is where I must leave you.
What'll happen?
I don't know. Goodbye, David.
Where are you? Don't you realize that when I'm gone, someone else will evolve to being where I am now? In a few months' time, you'll be doing this to someone else. Don't you realize that? You'll need someone else. You'll find someone else.
What you say you want is impossible. Someone has to...
Who's that? I don't mind dying for the people. But when I die, it will be useless if what I've become is transferred to someone else. Well? Come on, then. Come on!
So what happened? Who did it?
I don't know. That's the point. But it wasn't my father.
Did you know he was going to be killed?
Be careful, Alice.
Hagen.
It's all right. I know what I'm doing. Yes, yes, I was part of it. Part of the group that decided. Well, don't you see? And he was getting to be no better than my father.
Cigarette?
I have nothing.
Well, young Reed, is this happening or isn't it?
Sir?
It's all beyond me, a lot of it.
Oh, no, it isn't. You should stop trying to convince people you're some sort of ignorant labourer. You're nobody's bloody fool. Yeah,
that's because I don't go around believing pseudo-intellectuals like you. So, here we go. We arrest Alan Towner and the three people named by Joseph Arbuth as being involved with it in the act of murder. We take them back to the station and we charge them. After that, we turn our backs and let others decide. Me? I'm happy with a load of drunken hooligans on a Saturday night in the city centre. And don't you dare look at me in that tone of voice, sunshine.
Giving People by David Hopkins. David Gare was played by Alan Rothwell, Alan Towner, Christian Rodzka, Ted Hagen, John Talbot, and Mrs. Waters, Anne Rye. Madge Nugent was Dinah Handley, Jane, Lisa Evans, Alice, Nina Holloway, and Bob Jameson, Simon Malloy. Sergeant Craddock was James Tomlinson, James Bartlett, Roger Rowland, Detective Inspector Proctor, Robert Keegan, Sergeant Reed, Christopher Schooler, and Phil, Andy Rashley. The play was directed in Manchester by Kay Packard.